The incident involving David, Bathsheba, and Uriah had occurred while Israel was laying siege to Rabbah of the children of Ammon. Following the conclusion of the incident of Bathsheba and David's punishment, and then the consolation, the narrative now finishes the story of the battle against Ammon. Joab fought against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and he captured the royal city, the compound of the king's palace. Not necessarily did he conquer the whole city, but its stronghold. Joab sent messengers to David and said, I waged war against Rabbah, I captured the water city, the district of the city where the water sources are located. Now that I have conquered the water source and the city has no chance of holding out, gather the rest of the people in the army and camp against the remaining part of the city. Capture it, lest I take the city and it will be called after my name. In other words, Joab says, I want to make sure it's your honor. He wants David to be credited with the victory, despite the fact that he would only be completing a conquest that's been already carried out. David gathered the entire people, went to Rabbah, fought against it, and captured it. He took their king's crown from upon his head. Its weight was 1 talent of gold, and in it a precious stone was laid, and it was set on David's head every so often. It's a heavy thing, so obviously he didn't put it on too much. He removed the spoils of the city a vast amount. He brought out the people who were in it, and set upon them with saws, with iron picks, and with iron axes. It doesn't look like a very nice way of dealing with them. And passed them through the brick kiln. So he would do to all the cities of the children of Ammon. Since the war broke out as a result of a national insult caused by the humiliation of the king's messengers, David exacted brutal punishment to intimidate anyone who would start up with him. And then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem.